Aloha mai kāko, o leile hua iuan ko inoa, he mai, e komo mai. I kua hele mai ka aina, he noho, he leo, he ka au no ka mo'olelo.
Greetings to us all. My name is Leile Hua Yuan. Come, stop a moment. Here is a seat, a voice, a story, and a tale. On Mauna Kea, we like to tell the stories, the ka'au and the mo'olelo, of the Akua Poli Ahu and her sisters. These stories are not told simply for amusement. When we look within them, we find a deep understanding of the hydrologic systems, the precipitation patterns, the aquifer and the waterways of our mountain, and indeed our island. Many of these stories can be found in the Hawaiian language newspapers which were written during the times of my grandparents and great-grandparents. Long, long ago, when the world was new, Wakea the Sky Father looked down and saw the beauty of Papa the Earth Mother. Her ocean garment flowed about her body, moving gracefully, and the bioluminescence glimmered like the stars above in Wakea's kihei of the night. From this love was born mountains which rose high above Papa's waves, reaching up, touching the face of their father. He placed beautiful lei of clouds on their heads, and Papa placed beautiful lei of sea foam on their necks. Over time, other children were born to Papa and Wakea. Coral children, fish children, seaweed children were born. Grass children, tree children, and bird children were born. Four-legged children that crept and ran across the ground were born. At last, two-legged children were born to live on the great sea mountains and tell their stories.
Na po'e kahiko. O lalolako wahano mauli mai no keia pai aina na wakea laua o papa e like me ka hana o keiki ana.
The people of ancient times said that the birth of the Hawaiian archipelago was from the joining of wakea and papa, the same way children are born.
O hano ka maunakea, o pu'ua e ka maunakea, o wakea ke kane, o papa valinu'u ka wahine, hanao ho'o hoku he wahine, hanao haloa he ali'i, hanao ka mauna he keiki mauna nakea.
Born is the mountain for kea, budded is the mountain for kea. Wakea the male, papa valinu'u the female, born ho'o hoku a female, born haloa, highborn. Born the mountain, a mountain child for Kea. Most famous of the Akua of Mauna Kea probably is Poli Ahu, the beautiful elemental who makes the summit her home. But she has sisters who are equally important.
O Poli Ahu, o noho, awikawo, akua, o awikawai, o kawai, o lovai, o e kahikalau, o hona kalima mai, o urili noe, a ahu awike kapa mae mae o ka hopo kane, e maali wa awike kani o ka lau a kolea noho I ka waula au, noho au mawaina nā kai kaina.
I am Poli Ahu. I dwell in the realm of elementals. I bathe in the swirling waters, the waters of life of Waiau. Hair combed by the skillful hands of Lili Noi, clothed in the pure garments of Kahopoakane, I listen to the gentle music of Kalauakolea, who dwells in the forested realm. I dwell between these, my sisters. Poli Ahu, whose name means cloaked bosom, dwells at the summit of Mauna Kea. As the chill akua identified with snow, she is the antithesis of her fiery arch-rival Pele. Her kinolau include water in all of its solid states. It is Poli Ahu who spreads her beautiful white kapa across the summit of Mauna Kea in the winter and adorns the mountain with her pink and gold cloak in the summer. She is the akua of Mauna Kea's snow, ice, and cold. The summit of Mauna Loa also is hers, and legends tell of her visits to lower elevations and even to other islands. Perhaps they are reminiscences of a colder era when the snow reached down farther, even touching the lower islands. Many men have pursued her, but she always ends up alone. Perhaps this is a warning that the summit is not a place where humans are meant to remain. One story of Poliahu tells of her battle with Pele, the Aqua who reveals herself in the action of magma and lava in and on the land.
E Pele, Pele, ka uka uli, ana e Pele, Pele, hua ina, e Pele, Pele, oni luna, Pele, Pele, oni lalo, e Pele, Pele, aukuli, pe nui. Hei na ka inoa no pele lae ae alae alae ae hei noa no pele.
O pele, o pele, moving along. O pele, bursting forth. O pele, moving upward. O pele, moving downward. O pele, creeping, silent, hidden in the name of Pele. Pele, at one time, even tried to push Poliahu off the summit of Mauna Kea, erupting forth to melt the snows and ice cloaking the great mountain. But Poliahu threw her frozen garment back over her lands, chilling the magma and stopping it. Over and over again they battled until layers of basalt, hard as iron and sharp as glass, were formed.
E poli au e nui loa ke anu a man no ano ano I e ku ana o ke ahu o ko poli hao ma lai la e la e a la e a e e no ano poli ahu o poli ahu immensely cold, benumbing, indifferent, indeed, standing with the garment of your bosom where the cold is, in the name of Poliahu.
Vayo is the guardian of the lake which bears her own name. She provides the swirling waters in which Poliahu and the other sisters bathe. She refreshes their huevai, their drinking gourd, with sweet water, which she can fetch by using her bird form to fly from place to place. At times, she's expansive and overflowing. At other times, she retreats. At yet other times, she and Poliahu create a layer of ice and snow over the water. Lilinoe, she of the fine mist, loves to wander across the landscape. She also is associated with Haleakala, dead fires, and of desolation. She dresses Poliahu's hair so that it is soft and fine, and floats like a cloud about her. She moves silently across the land, revealing and concealing the landscape. She protects her sisters in this concealment, only revealing them to others if they wish. Are we seeing and learning about the mountain when we see these sisters? Does she reveal to us the knowledge these elementals embody? Does she conceal what we are not yet wise enough to learn? There are stories of the forest weeping when their flowers are torn from them by uncaring hands. But the same stories reveal clues of how to harvest so that the forest is honored and renewed. When these stories are heeded, the forest thrives. Lilinoe often travels down the mountain slope to visit her sister, Kalaoa Kolea. This sister of Poliahu is a musician and a chanter. The birds sing in chorus to her upon awakening, and again before they go to sleep. But she continues her melody. Listen to the quiet of the forest, and you will hear her voice in the gentle tune of the breeze in the trees, in the soft chirping of the Hawaiian crickets, and in the flutter of tiny wings. Hear her music in the drip of sweet water as Lilinoe dampens the trees. The water collects on the leaves and bark, seeps into the mosses, and eventually makes its way to the fragrant humus which gives life to the forest. Kalaua kolea and her many kinolau, the kolea bird, akolea fern, kolea tree, kahuli snails and the moisture trapped in the humus, mosses and lichens of the rainforest, all are refreshed when Lilinoe comes to visit. It is a time of quiet reflection and gentle affection. But when Kahopuakani comes to visit, then they indulge in revelry, for the wild winter storms are hers. Kahopuakani is associated with Hualalai, which in the past was more commonly cloaked by snow than it is today. She was noted as a master kapa maker. When the heavy rains come from the mountains, she is throwing water on her kapa as she beats it. When thunder rolls, that is the sound of her beating the kapa. The flash of lightning is when she flips the bright new kapa over to beat the other side. The morning after a storm, her kapa can be seen drying on the mountains, shining in the sunlight. On a sunny summer day, when there's thunder and a fine misty rain, but no clouds, you know she is pounding out their garments of sunlight. We most see Kahopuakani in the Makahiki storms. Her herald is the kolea bird, which flies to us from the Aleutian Islands and Alaska just before she arrives. She is the elemental of the seasonal waters, of the ephemeral springs of Mauna Kea. One of her kinolau is the ephemeral stream near Pu'upoli'ahu and the Ads Quarry. So, you see, each of these sisters is an important aspect of the hydrology of Mauna Kea. Poli'ahu is water in solid form, snow, ice, sleet, hail, frost. Vaiau is liquid water. Lilinoe is water droplets which drift in the atmosphere. Kalaua kolea is the water trapped by the cloud forests and which refreshes the ground. Kahopuakani is the seasonal water which comes to us each winter. All of them are critical components of the hydrologic systems of our island. How amazing that our kupuna, our ancestors, found such a poetic way to pass on the knowledge they gained through observing the world around them. I hope you are inspired to continue listening to and telling Mo'olelo and Ka'au.